pleasure to have you here along with our other distinguished guests. China is home to an ancient civilization, and it is helping to shape the modern world. In a single generation, China's economy has moved from isolation and stagnation to engagement and expansion.
中国是个古老文明的家园，而同时它正在帮助形成现代的世界。在一代人的时间里，中国的经济体从孤立和停滞已经走向了交往和发展。
As China's grown, our two peoples have come to know one another better. 35 years ago this month, the Chinese government welcomed the United States ping pong team to Beijing. It's an event that marked the beginning of renewed cultural exchanges between our two nations. Today, Chinese athletes compete professionally in the United States, and Americans appreciate the opportunity to see them play.
随着中国的增长，我们两国人民有了机会更好地彼此认识。35年前的这个月，中国政府欢迎了美国的乒乓球队到北京。那个事件就标志着我们两个国家之间的文化交流的重新开始。那么今天，中国的体育家到美国也进行专业的比赛，而美国人民很高兴有机会能够看到他们的比赛。
In 2008, China will welcome athletes from all over the world as your great nation hosts the Summer Olympics. Beijing will showcase China's transformation and demonstrate China's commitment to the international institutions that make fair and peaceful competition possible for all nations.
在2008年的时候，你们伟大的国家当这个夏季奥林匹克东道主的时候，你们将要欢迎来自全世界各地的体育家。
Mr. President, I thank you for the constructive and candid conversations we had this morning. I appreciate the opportunity to expand the dialogue between our two great nations. And Mr. President, I'm pleased to offer a toast to you and to your gracious wife and to the people of China.
主席先生，为我们今天上午进行了建设性的坦诚的交谈表示感谢。我非常高兴有机会扩大我们两个伟大国家之间的对话。主席先生，我非常高兴向您敬酒，向为您和您的友好的夫人、刘女士，也为中国的人民敬酒。尊敬的副总统和夫人，各位来宾、女士们、先生们、朋友们。 首先，我经代表我的夫人和同事们，并以我个人的名义，对布什总统和夫人给予我们的周到安排和盛情款待，表示衷心的感谢。Mr.
President and Mrs. Bush, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, dear friends. First of all, I wish to express on behalf of my wife and my colleagues, and in my own name, my sincere thanks to you, Mr. President and Mrs. Bush, for your thoughtful arrangements and gracious hospitality.
我还要感谢布什总统和夫人，为我提供了今天这样一个重要机会，使我能够在这一盛大的欢迎午宴上，同各位新老朋友见面，畅叙友情。
I also wish to thank the President and Mrs. Bush for giving me this important opportunity to renew my friendship with old friends and make new ones at this grand welcoming luncheon.
多年来，在座的各位朋友，为增进中美两国人民友谊、推动中美关系发展，做出了积极贡献。在这里，我谨代表中国政府和人民，向你们。 并通过你们向所有关心和支持中美关系发展的美国各界人士表示诚挚的问候和良好的祝愿。
Over the years, all of you present here have worked to promote the friendship between our two peoples and promote China-U.S. relations. On behalf of the Chinese government and people, I wish to hereby extend our warm greetings and best wishes to you and through you to all the Americans who care about and support the growth of China-U.S. relations.
这一次来访使我深深地感受到 美国人民对中国人民的友好情谊。历史上，中美两国人民曾相互同情、相互支持、相互帮助。中国人民永远不会忘记美国政府和人民当年对中国人民反对法西斯侵略的宝贵支持。中国人民永远珍惜同美国人民
On this visit, I have keenly felt the warm friendship of the Chinese, of the American people towards the Chinese people. In the past, the Chinese and the Americans sympathized with, helped, and supported each other. We will never forget the invaluable support given to us by the American government and people in our struggle against fascist aggression. We will always cherish our profound friendship with the American people forged over the long years.
中美建交27年来, 两国关系虽然走过了不平凡的道路, 但总的趋势是向前发展的。 特别是近年来, 经过双方共同努力, 中美建设性合作关系取得重要进展。 两国在经贸、反恐、防扩散等广泛领域 和重大的国际和地区问题上的合作富有成效，不仅扩大了我们两国的共同战略利益，而且促进了世界的和平与发展。In
the past 27 years since the establishment of our diplomatic ties, China-U.S. relations have, as a whole, moved ahead despite difficulties and problems. Recent years in particular have seen major progress in building a constructive and cooperative China-U.S. relations. We have carried out fruitful cooperation in wide-ranging areas, including trade, counterterrorism, non-proliferation, and on major international and regional issues. This has expanded the common strategic interests of our two countries and promoted world peace and development.
历史证明, 推动中美关系不断向前发展，是两国人民的共同心愿，符合两国和两国人民的根本利益。As
history has shown, to ensure the continued growth of China-U.S. relations represents the shared desire of our two peoples and meets the fundamental interests of our two countries and peoples.
纵观全球，我们正处于一个充满机遇和挑战的时代。 中美分别作为最大的发展中国家和最大的发达国家，两国共同利益在增多，合作领域在扩大，肩负的历史责任在加重。中美关系已远远超出双边的范畴，越来越具有全球的意义。中美双方不仅是利益攸关者，而且应该是建设性合作者。
As we look across the world, we find ourselves in an era of both opportunities and challenges. China and the United States, respectively being the largest developing country and the largest developed country, share growing common interests, expanding areas for cooperation, and increasing historical responsibilities. China-U.S. relations have gone far beyond the bilateral context and have become increasingly global in nature. China and the United States are not only stakeholders, but they should be also be constructive partners, be parties of constructive cooperation.
刚才我同布什总统就中美关系及共同关心的国际和地区问题深入交换了意见，达成了许多重要共识。
Just now, President Bush and I have concluded an in-depth exchange of views and reached a broad and important agreement on China-U.S. relations and regional and international issues of mutual interest.
双方同意继续保持高层交往势头，加强各个级别的往来，深化经贸合作，
和宏观经济政策对话，密切在重大国际和地区问题上的沟通和协调，推进两国人民特别是青年的交流，推动文化教育等领域的交流合作。总之，我们应该增进互信，深化合作，全面推进21世纪中美建设性合作关系。
We agreed to maintain regular high-level exchanges and increase interactions at various levels. We agreed to deepen economic and trade cooperation, enhance dialogue on macroeconomic policies, and strengthen communication and coordination on major regional and international issues. We also agreed to promote people-to-people exchanges, especially those among young people, and promote exchange and cooperation in cultural, educational, and other fields.In short, we are committed to increasing mutual trust, deepening cooperation, and advancing in an all-round way the constructive and cooperative China-US relationship in the 21st century.
众所周知，上个世纪70年代末以来，中国在改革开放的进程中发生了巨大变化。今后，中国将继续坚持以经济建设为中心，坚持改革开放。推进中国的现代化，不断改善13亿中国人民的生活。
As you all know, China has, since the late 1970s, gone through major transformations in the process of reform and opening up. In the years to come, China will continue to make economic development a top priority, press ahead with the reform and opening up program, promote its modernization drive,an endeavor to make life better for its 1.3 billion people.
中国坚定不移地走和平发展道路，始终不渝地维护世界和平，促进共同发展。事实已经并将继续证明，中国的发展给中国人民带来的是富裕和安宁，给世界各国人民带来的是和平与进步。中国将一如既往地同世界各国和平相处，互利合作，共同发展，继续为人类和平与发展的崇高事业做出更大贡献。
China will keep firmly to the path of peaceful development and work unswervingly to safeguard world peace and promote common development.What has happened has proven, and it will continue to prove, that China's development has brought about prosperity and stability to the Chinese people and peace and progress to people elsewhere in the world. China will, as always, live in peace with other countries and work with them to promote mutually beneficial cooperation and common development, contributing even more to the lofty cause of peace and development and of mankind.
女士们，先生们，朋友们，中美关系的发展正处于一个新的历史关头。中国唐代诗人杜甫在题为《望岳》的著名诗篇中写道：“会当凌绝顶，意难纵山小。”
China-US relations now stand at a new historical juncture. Let me quote here the lines of a poem written by Du Fu, a great Chinese poet in the Tang Dynasty, entitled.A view from the top of Mount Tai, which read something like this. Climb up to the summit and see the mountains around and below our way.
我相信，只要我们双方坚持从战略高度和长远角度审视和处理中美关系，牢牢把握两国的共同战略利益，加强对话、互信、合作，照顾彼此的关切，妥善处理分歧。就能够不断推动中美关系健康稳定的向前发展，更好地造福两国人民和世界各国人民。
We should view and handle our relations from a strategic and long-term perspective, keep to the common strategic interests of the two countries, enhance dialogue, mutual trust and cooperation, accommodate each other's interests, and properly address differences.By doing so, I'm confident that we can ensure the sound and steady growth of China-US relations and bring more benefits to both our two peoples and to the people of other countries.
现在我提议为布什总统和夫人的健康，为在座的各位朋友的健康，为中美两国人民的友谊，为中美关系的美好未来干杯。
Now please join me in a toast to the health of the President and Mrs. Bush, to the health of all friends present here today, to the friendship between the Chinese and the American peoples, and to the bright future for China-U.S. relations.